Later tonight, the Socceroos will face the Syrian national football team in the first of two playoff matches to qualify for next year's FIFA World Cup in Russia. The Syrian team has beaten all odds to get this far. A six-year-long civil war has reduced much of the country to rubble and killed more than 400,000 people. Because of the ongoing conflict, Syria will play tonight's game against the Socceroos in Malaysia. That's their home country. In some quarters, the Syrian team World Cup bid is seen as a fairy tale story of resilience in the face of great challenges. Others, though, including human rights groups and former players, say the Syrian government is using the World Cup qualifying campaign to validate Bashar al-Assad's rule on a global scale, as Marina Freire reports.
Steve Fenaru is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, and for 1 year he followed the Syrian national football team in its bid to make history.
They're not playing their home games in Damascus. They're prohibited from playing for security reasons, so they play at this dilapidated stadium in Malaysia, which is about 4,000 miles from home. You know, they just have every disadvantage in the world, and yet here they are on the precipice of making the first World Cup in the country's history. I think just as a sports story alone, it's just an incredible, incredible story.
He says for some Syrians, it's been hard to separate what goes on the football field from the battlefield.
The team represents different things to different people. There have been rumors that some players are playing under duress, either because they feel like they'll lose their passports and their ability to play outside the country and earn a living, or because they're concerned for their families. At the same time, I think at this point, every player on the team must have an incredible amount of pride for how far they've advanced in the face of so much adversity.
According to the Syrian Human Rights Network, more than 250 athletes have been killed since the start of the civil war, some at the hands of government soldiers. Syrian sports writer Anna Samo left Syria for Turkey 5 years ago. He's documented allegations of human rights abuse against Syrian football players. And Anna Samo spoke to Breakfast from Turkey on a poor line.
And we lose the 13 players.
We've lost 13 Syrian players who are in prison. We haven't any news from them. We don't know what happened to them. And the Syrian regime has killed 38 soccer players. ISIS has killed four. It's too much.
President Bashar al-Assad has long tried to harness the incredible popularity of football in the country, with human rights groups accusing the president of forcing players to take sides. That became evident in 2015 when officials from the national football team addressed a press conference in Singapore wearing t-shirts with a photo of a smiling President Bashar al-Assad. But Dr. James Dorsey, an academic and expert on football in the Middle East, says the game has long been a political football in Syria.
Soccer's always been political in Syria as well as anywhere else in the world. This is obviously very important for President Bashar al-Assad. It was a way throughout the civil war of projecting a different image of Syria, not one that is associated with war and destruction, but one in which life continues as normal despite the hostilities going on. You're not in the team unless you're willing to at least remain quiet, if not express some sort of tacit support for the government of Bashar al-Assad. Don't forget that the regime does have, among segments of the population, a popular base.
The captain of the national Syrian team, Fariz al-Khatib, had boycotted the national team for 5 years. But earlier this year, he unexpectedly returned to play for the national team. And he spoke with Steve Fenaru in Kuwait.
Honestly, I've never seen a person who was as torn about a decision as I did with Khatib. You know, he had taken a position that he would no longer play for Syria as long as bombs were falling on civilians. And now here he was, apparently about to reverse that decision, and he was getting it from all sides. You know, there were people who were supporters of the regime who were encouraging him to come back. And then there were people who were fiercely opposed to the regime who saw this decision, if he made it, as this incredible betrayal. Khatib's position was, and I think is, that he had taken the politics out of it.
Ayman Khashid is a former professional football player who left Syria 3 years ago and now lives in Sweden as a refugee. In 2015, he lodged a formal complaint to FIFA, accusing the Syrian government of war crimes against football players. He also accused the Syrian Football Federation of corruption. In his report, Ayman Kashid says national forces have arrested, tortured, and killed football players. He also claims stadiums have been turned into military prisons. In a message on Twitter, he told Aaron Breakfast that FIFA chose not to get involved, saying it wasn't the right organization to deal with those allegations.
I can't forget my friends who were killed and arrested in Syria. I do not think that the team represents the Syrian people. And I respect those who support the Syrian team. But the main question is, how can we consider that this team represents the Syrian people when this team carries the same flag carried by planes that have killed and continue to kill children and civilians every day? If FIFA had intervened from the start, it would have protected many football players from death.
When Syria faces the Socceroos, the stakes will no doubt be high. Academic and football expert Dr. James Dorsey again.
I'm not going to speculate on the outcome of the game. Obviously, Australia is a very strong contestant. Fact of the matter is that the Syrians have done incredibly well, and it would be an incredible feat for them as well as for the regime if Syria, were for the first time, were to be able to reach the World Cup finals.
Syrian sports writer Anna Sammo says for many Syrians, it'll be very hard to support their national team, although a victory could be all they need.
We need for the Syrian people to smile. I'd support this team if this team was just about football. Bashar al-Assad uses the national team for propaganda. This is a political team now, not a team for all the Syrian people.
Syrian sports writer Anas Amo ending that report by Marina Freire. And we have contacted the Syrian Football Federation but have not received any answer to our inquiries.